that was heavy, that was brush, and then laid it on top. And what you had to do was push sand. Did you hear, that made me think, did you hear about that man, how he got killed with the effects of the power more?
You were telling me about that.
About that. Wasn't that awful?
So he did die?
Oh, yes. And I told you about that other man that I thought it was Beast Stone. Didn't I tell you about that?
No, ma'am.
Oh, well, you know, you began hearing things, then you began. But I knew those paramours had to be watched and so forth, and I knew they use them. They use them out on the highways. But they have shields to protect when they throw these rocks and all on the highways. If they didn't, they'd always be in trouble. But when this friend of mine was in the hospital since Christmas, there was a gentleman in his room that had been operated on. And what it was, he thought, when it happened, that it was a bee sting. And he kept hurting, and when the doc surgeon went in there, they found a bit, a little piece, that this power mower had cut off of a coat hanger. And that little wire went through his body and lodged in his back. And it was so quick and so powerful, till he thought it was a bee sting.
Goodness.
Till they found that little piece of a bit of a coat hanger in his body. And then a friend I have out on north part of town, she told with her power mower, I knew she had one. And I was telling her of these two instances about this man getting his throat cut and his cutting his jugular vein. And I wanted her to know, so she could know how dangerous it was. Well, she said hers, one time, had thrown a rock through the screen, through the glass window, and that rock fell in the floor of her living room, pretty close to a woman's foot. But that rock had come through there. She said, I know what those things will do. I said, well, don't you get around close in front. I said, when you run your power mower, I'm not coming to see you. I'm going to stay somewhere else.
I don't blame you.
With that.
Well, you were talking about bee stings. What are some of the insects around here that are bad to sting people?
Bees and wasps and yellow jackets.
Those are the bad ones.
I call them bad. You don't see many hornets. We saw hornet's nest when we went back to Georgia the fall.
I see.
Yeah. You know, they felt kind of like a bee gum like.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, aren't they? Isn't that what?
Right.
Because of all that order, kind of like that.
Well, do you have any of these insects that the nests look like they're made out of mud on the side of people's houses?
Yes. Termites. Oh, Lord, yes. And we do have them. And you'll see a patch of mud maybe up there in your house, and it's those old termites. Yes. I had them in my home on O'Neill till I had it sprayed and sprayed and sprayed. Finally got them out. But they may come back because last year when I was over there, the termite man came out and he didn't spray around like he'd been spraying around. I said, well, I hear. You used to shoot that spray underneath this house, then you'd put dust around it. And